Optiver's Senior Software Engineer EU assessment is one coding problem in 2 hours. The problem is long, the spec is dense, and the code quality bar is high. They want clean OOP, correct complexity analysis, and evidence that you think about cache lines and allocator behavior, not just algorithmic correctness. I spent a week working through 6 problems modeled on what shows up in public Optiver online assessment reports: supermarket checkout simulation, order book matching, stock dividend pricing, a lattice path DP problem, a modified Dijkstra, and a price alert router that I wrote twice. Once with STD map of tuples, array of structs, once with parallel STD vectors, structure of arrays. Each problem produced bugs worth documenting. The recurring pattern: architectural instincts were right, but operator typos, versus, smiley face, container initialization, braces versus parentheses, and iterator invalidation burned real time. This post is the full record. Every wrong output, every seg fault, every fix. Section: Problem 1, Supermarket Checkout Simulation. This problem appears most frequently in Optiver online assessment reports. A supermarket has L checkout lines. Customers enter, join the shortest line, and exit when their item count reaches 0. 3 event types drive the simulation: customer enter, basket change, and line service. Customers join the shortest line. Ties break by lowest index. Line service processes one item from the front customer of a line. Basket change with a positive delta moves the customer to the back of their line, but only if they are at the front. Item count reaching 0 means immediate exit. Print the customer ID. Section: The data structure choice. The obvious structure for customer lookup is STD unordered map, size T, customer. O1, lookup, O1 insert. But I deliberately chose a STD vector with linear scan and slot reuse for a reason. Contiguous memory is cache-friendly, and for the expected customer counts in this problem, hundreds, not millions, the linear scan with good cache locality beats a hash map with pointer chasing and hashing overhead. The key is articulating the trade-off. A comment like this makes the intent clear. If an interviewer asks, what if n is 100k? The answer is, switch to unordered underscore map with a custom allocator using a pre-allocated pool to keep allocation patterns predictable. Section: The bugs. For bugs showed up during implementation. Off by 1 in the line bounds check. The guard if lines underscore dot size equals line underscore number return rejects valid indices. With 2 lines, indices 0, 1, lines underscore dot size is 2, so line underscore number equals 0 triggers the early return. The fix equals try underscore back underscore of underscore line, check the wrong position. The spec says move to back if the customer is at the front. The code checked if the customer was at the end. Basket change delta red is size T. A negative delta red into size T becomes a huge positive value, causing bad underscore alloc. The fix, read it as int. Missing output on customer exit. Both line underscore service and basket underscore change had paths where customers exited without printing their ID. Section: The final structure. Section: Problem 2. Order book matching engine. A simplified order book for a single stock. Buy orders match against the lowest price sell. Sell orders match against the highest priced buy. Price time priority. At the same price, the earliest order wins. Section: The design. 2 STD set containers with custom comparators. 1 for asks, ascending price, ascending time. 1 for bids, descending price, ascending time. This gives O, login, best price lookup and correct time priority. The mutable qualifier on quantity allows updating a resting order's quantity through a const iterator, necessary because STD set iterators are const. Section: The bugs. Missing empty book check. The matching loop dereferenced bids underscore dot begin and asks underscore dot begin without checking if either side was empty. Immediate crash on any order that doesn't match. If slash else instead of if slash else. The remainder logic for partial fills had 2 consecutive if statements. When remainder, 0, the code fell through to the else branch and double processed. Match output placed after iterator erase. The print statement was after the erase calls, dereferencing invalidated iterators. Undefined behavior. The fix, compute match quantity and price before any modification, print, then erase. Match price logic. The match price is the resting order's price, not the aggressor's. If the new order is a buy, the match price is the ask price. If sell, the bid price. Section, Problem 3, Stock Dividend Price Calculator. Given a stock price S and N dividends with amounts in days, answer Q queries. What is the stock price on day X? Section, The Approach. Rather than the straightforward sort in prefix sum approach, I went with an online insertion model using STD set ordered by day offset. Each insertion updates the cumulative stock prices for all subsequent entries. This supports interleaved insertions and queries, more general than the offline approach, at the cost of O, N, per insertion. Section, The Bug. The query function used lower bound instead of upper bound, returning the first dividend day, equals query day instead of the last dividend day, equals query day. The symptom, day 3 returned 900, next dividend's price, instead of 1000, no dividend yet. Day 60 returned 825 instead of 875, both off by one lookup step. Section, Problem 4. Trading sequences, lattice path DP. Given K initial shares, target in shares, and at most M by sell transactions, plus 1 or minus 1 each, count the distinct valid sequences. Constraint, shares cannot go negative at any point. Section, why this problem is interesting. This is the Cox-Ross-Rubinstein binomial tree model. Stock price goes up or down by 1 unit each step, count paths to a target price. The non-negativity constraint maps to barrier options. Optiver trades options heavily. This tests whether you intuitively understand the pricing model structure. Section, the recursive version. Clean recursion. The bug was in the wrapper. This only sums paths of exactly M and M, one steps. The problem says at most M. 4K equals 1, N equals 2, M equals 3. Paths of length 1, just by, are valid but missed. The code returned 3 instead of 4. Section, the enumeration that found it. All 3-step paths from position 1. 3 valid 3-step paths, plus 1 valid 1-step path, by. Total, 4. Section, the bottom-up DP. The recursive version is O, 2 to the power of M. The bottom-up DP runs in O, M asterisk max underscore POS. No parity logic needed. Unreachable states are naturally 0. Accumulate DP, N, at every step count. Section, Problem 5, Dijkstra with K-free edges. Find the minimum cost path from S to T in a directed weighted graph, where at most K edges can be used for free, cost becomes 0. Section, Learning Dijkstra from scratch. I had not implemented Dijkstra before this exercise. The mental model that clicked, BFS, but ordered by cumulative cost instead of hop count. A priority queue ensures the cheapest frontier node is always processed next. Once a node is popped, its distance is final. No cheaper path can exist because all edge weights are non-negative. 1. DIST source equals 0, everything else INF. 2. Priority structure contains cost, node, sorted by cost. 3. Pop the cheapest. For each neighbor, check if current underscore cost plus edge underscore weight improves their best known cost. If yes, update and insert. 4. Stop when target is popped or structure is empty. Section, STD set versus STD priority queue. I chose STD set, STD pair node cost, node index, over STD priority queue. With a priority queue, you cannot remove stale entries. When a better path is found, the old entry stays in the heap. You push the new entry and skip the old one when popped. If cost issue, continue. With STD set, you erase the old entry and insert the updated one. No stale entries, no skip logic. The trade-off, STD set uses tree nodes, cache unfriendly. Priority underscore queue uses a contiguous vector. For an assessment, clarity wins. Section, the bugs on the way to working Dijkstra. Operator spaceship returning bool. Writing return cost, other.cost, inside operator spaceship returns a bool, not strong underscore ordering. The map sorted incorrectly, producing wrong accumulated costs. The fix, equals default or use, equals properly. Braces versus parentheses in vector initialization. STD vector graph.size, max creates a two-element vector with values 6, max. std vector, graph.size, max, creates a six-element vector filled with max. This caused out-of-bounds access and path reconstruction. Instead of equals for assignment, parentheses, next underscore id, node underscore index, compiles silently as a comparison expression. The parent array was never populated. Path reconstruction walked to node-1 ul and segfaulted. This bug appeared twice. std map sorts by key, not value. Using map, node index, node cost processes nodes in index order, not cost order. Dijkstra requires cost ordering. The fix, std set, std pair node cost, node index, sorts by cost first via lexicographic pair comparison. Updating the wrong accumulator. Cost underscore accumulators, node underscore index, equals next underscore ist underscore cost, updates the current node's cost instead of the neighbor's. Should be cost underscore accumulators, next underscore ID. Section, the k-free edges extension. The state becomes cost, node, freeze underscore used. The dist array becomes 2d, nist node, f. At each edge, two choices. The f, free underscore nodes check, is the entire constraint. Think of f as a fuel gauge. Every free edge ticks it up by one. When it hits k, only paid edges remain. An alternative approach, run Dijkstra c, m, k, times, each time zeroing a different combination of k edges. 4m equals 100 and k equals 3, that is 160,000 runs. 4k equals 10, 17 trillion. The layered approach does it in one pass with o and k log n asterisk k. Complexity. Section, problem 6, price alert router, AOS to SOA rewrite. A market data service publishes price alerts tagged with timestamp, volatility, and a set of tickers. Brokers subscribe with a minimum volatility threshold and a max alerts per second rate limit, also scoped to a ticker list. On each publish, match every alert to every interested broker while respecting volatility filtering, per second rate limits, and not dispatching the same alert twice to a broker that subscribes to multiple overlapping tickers. The instructive part of this problem isn't the matching, it's the storage. The obvious version uses std map, broker ID, tuple, keyed by ID. The senior version notices that published inner loop only ever reads one field at a time per broker, threshold, then rate limit, and that std tuple packs everything into a single cache line that's mostly useless on each access. Rewriting with parallel std vectors, structure of arrays, changes the access pattern to column major, makes the hot fields sequentially streamed, and turns remove into swap and pop. Section, the AOS version. Array of structs, one std map entry per broker, holding a tuple of fields. I'll lean on C++ 20/23 algorithms and views so the intent is readable without nested raw loops. The algorithm library in use here. Std try in place and std ranges for each for insertion. The try in place guards against double adding and the ranges version of for underscore each replaces the for auto constant t. Tickers, boilerplate with a named lambda that states what happens per ticker. Std erase if for dropping empty ticker buckets. The manual itr equals map.erase. Itr, dance is gone. Std views Cartesian product, C++ 23. Over the ticker's alert set and broker set, one loop replaces the nested for alert for broker. Bonus, rewriting forced me to notice the original code's subtle bug, a break where continue was correct. Break bailed out of the entire broker loop when one broker hit its rate limit, skipping other brokers who would still have accepted the alert. The Cartesian iteration makes continue the only natural choice. Std ranges count if instead of the iterator pair count if. Reads cleaner and infers the sentinel. Every inner iteration still does a broker's underscore at broker underscore ID, a red black tree traversal that loads the whole tuple into L1 cache, then discards most of it. The count if over plan underscore alerts is also O, set, per check, calling alerts underscore dot at other, again each time. This is the cost AOS pays. Section, the SOA rewrite. Each field becomes a dense column. An unordered underscore map, ID, size T, translates external IDs to row indices. The ticker indices store row indices directly, so the inner loop reads from the vectors without another hashmap hop. The matching loop now reads only the columns it needs and uses STDView's Cartesian product to pair alerts times brokers in one sweep. No associative lookups inside the inner loop. Three wins over the AOS version. 1. Rate limiting is O1 per insert, not O plan broker. The broker underscore row, second, count hashmap replaces the count if over the growing result set. On the AOS version, a broker receiving in alerts in the same second does O in superscript 2 work. The SOA version stays O in. 2. Dedup is explicit. The AOS version used STD set insertion to deduplicate when a broker and alert overlap on multiple tickers. The SOA version uses an already underscore sent hash set keyed by broker underscore row, alert underscore row. Same effect, but decoupled from result storage. 3. Removal stays contiguous. Remove underscore broker does swap and pop across the three column vectors, fixes the index map, and patches the ticker index. The arrays never develop holes, so cache prefetch stays useful. The bucket fixup uses three algorithms in sequence. STD erase, C++ 20 free function, no more v.erase, remove, v.end. STD ranges replace to rename the tail rows index, and STD erase if to prune buckets whose last broker we just removed. Section, bugs and subtleties. Break where continue should be. The original AOS version broke out of the broker loop the moment one broker hit its rate limit, skipping every broker after it for that alert. None of the single broker test cases triggered the bug, so the tests passed. Swapping the nested for loops for STDView's Cartesian product made the fix unambiguous. There's no longer an inner loop to break out of, only a continue that moves to the next alert broker pair. A case for letting the algorithm library push you toward the less bug-prone control flow. Rate limit counting against dispatched set. The AOS codes count if over the already dispatched alerts works, but is subtly quadratic in the number of dispatches per second. At interview pace, this is the kind of thing an interviewer nods at. What's the complexity of that inner check? And a solid senior answer switches to per bucket counting without rewriting the whole data model. The SOA version makes it trivial because the storage is already relational. Multi-ticker dedup. If broker B subscribes to APL, NVDA, and alert A is tagged APL, NVDA, the outer loop visits the pair twice, once per ticker. Both versions need explicit dedup. AOS gets it for free via STD set insertion into the per broker result. SOA needs the already underscore sent hash set because the result is a vector. Pick your poison, sets O, log in, insert versus vector plus hash sets amortized O1. Timestamp second bucketing. Static underscore cast, uint32 underscore t, alert underscore ts, /1000 treats the timestamp as milliseconds. With float timestamps, rounding can put alerts near a second boundary into the wrong bucket. For an assessment, mention the issue and move on. In production, use integer ms. Swap and pop invalidates cached row indices. Anything holding a row index across a remove underscore broker call is looking at the wrong broker now. Both the ticker index and broker underscore index underscore need fix-ups. Get either wrong, and the next publish dispatches to the swapped-in neighbor instead. Duplicate add underscore broker. Both versions guard against re-adding. AOS relies on STD insert returning false. SOA checks broker underscore index underscore dot contains ID explicitly. The AOS one is quieter but easier to miss in review. Section, when SOA wins. The real argument for SOA isn't abstract cache locality. It's two concrete structural properties. Hot path field access is narrow. Publish's inner loop reads two INTs per broker and two per alert. Packing them into separate vectors means each read streams a cache line of 16 threshold values, not 16 broker ID /threshold/rate limit triples. Field widths differ. Broker ID is 4 bytes. Volatility threshold is 4, alerts per SEC is 4, but add string tickers in the same struct and you've exploded the row size. SOA lets the cold fields, ticker lists, names, metadata, live elsewhere without bloating the hot columns. For this problem at interview scale, less than or equal to 1,000 brokers, less than or equal to 1,000 alerts, both versions run in microseconds. The point isn't to measure the difference. It's to articulate why you'd choose one over the other. I'd pick AOS for write-heavy workloads with few fields read per access. SOA, when the publish side read pattern is narrow and hot, is the senior answer. Try both on Compiler Explorer. AOS, SOA. Section, recurring bug patterns. 6 problems, and the same categories of bug appeared repeatedly. They versus equals bug is the most dangerous. It compiles silently, produces no warnings, and the symptom, seg fault in path reconstruction, infinite loop, is far from the cause, parent array never populated. Section, takeaways. 1. Articulate your data structure trade-offs. Choosing vector over unordered underscore map is defensible when you can explain why. Contiguous storage for cache locality at expected n less than 1,000 scores better than reaching for the textbook optimal structure without comment. The senior level answer bridges both. I would switch to unordered underscore map with a pooled allocator at higher n. 2. The equals versus typo is a class of bug worth a mental lint rule for. In C++, x less than y is a valid expression statement that discards the result. No compiler warning by default. Consider w and used value warning or wrapping assignments in a helper that cannot be confused with comparison. 3. STD set over STD priority queue for Dijkstra in assessment contexts. The priority queue approach requires stale entry handling. The set approach is more code per update, but eliminates an entire category of bugs. Under time pressure, fewer failure modes wins. 4. Bottom-up DP is safer than memoized recursion for assessments. The recursive lattice path solution invited a broken memo scheme. Hash collisions, val, equals 0 as sentinel when 0 is valid. The bottom-up version is 15 lines, no memo, no collisions, no sentinel issues. When both approaches have the same complexity, prefer the one with fewer moving parts. Godbolt snippets. Paste each block into click, share dash, short link. Then replace the matching placeholder above with the real short URL. Section, Godbolt underscore 1, supermarket checkout simulation. Compiler, x86-64 GCC 14.2. Flags. C++ 23 standard 02 optimization W, all W extra. Section, Godbolt underscore 2, order book matching engine. Compiler, x86-64 GCC 14.2. Flags, C++ 23 standard 02 optimization W, all W extra. Section, Godbolt underscore 3, dividend price calculator with online insertion. Compiler, x86-64 GCC 14.2. Flags, C++ 23 standard 02 optimization W, all W extra. Section, Godbolt underscore 4, lattice path DP, trading sequences. Compiler, x86-64 GCC 14.2. Flags, C++ 23 standard 02 optimization W, all W extra. Section, Godbolt underscore 5, Dijkstra with K-free edges. Compiler, x86-64 GCC 14.2. Flags, C++ 23 standard 02 optimization W, all W extra.